Miss Martinez, Martinez, Esperanza, Esperanza. She was born 1/11/81. Today's 9/2/24. Miss Martinez comes in today with blood pressure out of control, lower extremity swelling, extra 20 pounds of weight on board, tiredness. Blood sugar is actually getting better because they put her on Trulicity at the other clinic. But I suspect she probably has sleep apnea contributing to this. And her TSH is also 10, and that's contributing to her problem. She said she's taking the thyroid, but she did miss some doses. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Martinez is a 43-year-old woman with visceral hypertension, hyperlipidemia, proteinuria. She was referred to a kidney specialist, but she never went. That was 4 months ago. The urine albumin is over 6,000, which is quite concerning, and there's creatinine clearance is increased, consistent with hyperfiltration, which occurs right before patients usually lose their kidneys and end up on dialysis. We discussed this today. Period. New paragraph. She weighs, medical problems, obesity, hypothyroidism, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgery, total hysterectomy. Social, she does smoke occasionally. She doesn't drink alcohol. Last period, 8/28, in August of 2020. No, in August of 2022, before her hysterectomy. She's alert, she's awake, 264 pounds, 98%, 98.3, 2280, 187 over 113, heart positive, one positive, two lungs, a clear look, extremities, just 3 plus, edema, neurological, non-focal, skin shows the rash. Number one, hypertension. First of all, she's taking irbesartan, but she's not taking any of her metoprolol or amitriptyline. She's going to get started on that starting today. Number two, she's going to have a heart attack or stroke if she doesn't get her blood pressure down immediately. Number three, check blood pressure on those medications. Number four, add Lasix 40 milligram to her regimen. Number five, continue with Trulicity 4.5, but I like for her to switch to Monjora if we can at 7.5 milligram. We'll see if the insurance company will okay it. Next number, metformin as before. Next number, continue with levothyroxine. Apparently she takes 200 micrograms. She's not for sure. She didn't bring it today. But she said the reason TSH was 10 last time in August was because she'd missed some doses. So obviously she's not taking care of herself. She's not complying with medication. Nobody has ever explained to her why she should take all these medications and the fact that if she doesn't, she's going to end up with a stroke, heart attack, loss of limb, blindness, and or definitely will be on dialysis before you know it. And this was discussed with her at length today. Next number is I'm going to set her up for sleep study as well. Next number, my favorite medication is not, Actos is not my favorite medication, but I'm not going to make that change today. Hopefully we can switch her to Monjora and we can get rid of a lot of these medications for now. Next next medication list, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, irbesartan, 300 once a day. Trulicity, either 4.5 milligram weekly or 3, depending on which one they have at the pharmacy. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram. Deglibride, 5 milligram, 2 BID. Atrovastin, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. Then she Actos, 50 milligram a day. Then 15 milligram a day. Then resume Norvasc, 5 milligram a day at nighttime. Next time is resume Metoprolol ER, 50 milligram. And then levothyroxine, 200 microgram once a day. Those are medication lists, allergy, none. And then at the bottom, this is on a separate sheet of paper, the plan is to change the Trulicity to Monjora and then add Lasix 20 milligram, 40 milligram once a day, starting today. But most importantly, come back to the notes, must follow up with their nephrologist given her albumin, the amount of albumin in the urine, or it's just a matter of time before she ends up on dialysis, and must control her blood pressure immediately. Okay? Thank you.